Don't say then, I'm only using my own resources and I live in luxury on what's mine. What you have is not truly yours, but belongs to others. Yes, it belongs to others because that's your choice. God's intention is for you to own what has been given to you on behalf of your fellow humans. Now, what is not yours becomes yours when you spend it on others. But if you use your resources on yourself lavishly, they don't remain yours anymore. For since you use them harshly and claim, "It is fair that my own things should be used exclusively for my enjoyment, therefore I don't call them yours," because they are shared between you and your fellows, just like the sun, the air, the earth, and everything else. Because, as in the body, each function benefits both the whole body and each individual part. But when it is applied only to one single part, it destroys that very part's proper function. The same also happens with wealth. And to make what I'm saying clearer, the food of the body, which is given to the parts in common, if it goes into one part only, it eventually becomes foreign to that part. For when it can't be digested or provide nourishment, it becomes odd even to that part, I argue. But if it is distributed, both that part and all the rest consider it their own.